All right, everybody, welcome back to Just Rolled With It, the show after the show where we talk about the show. This time, we're talking about the Patreon campaign, episode 5,
which we don't have a name for. We're making big strides. We're getting in there. Okay, I was thinking about like a title for this. And I was thinking about something about like a title about like a beast, like a something about a beast.
Redditar debt. The biggest beast of them all.
The biggest beast.
We can come up with it later. I want your fucking thoughts. I want your brain.
You want thoughts, huh?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Let me know what you think, man.
You want some thoughts? I thought it was
good. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was fun. I had a lot of fun, man.
That thought sucks.
I enjoy juxtaposition. Okay, goodbye.
And
no,
there
get back
goes.
In the call. Get back in the call, you fuck.
This is why we shouldn't have him on here, guys.
I think
he's
we should
always,
kick him off.
He's always having all these thoughts. I agree. And frankly,
honestly,
I'm glad he's back. It wasn't the same without him.
What, you want to hear my thoughts now? Is that it?
Yeah. Give me your thoughts, man.
I don't have any. I've lost them all.
Dude, are you fucking serious?
You told me
get
they were
off
bad.
The show.
This is why.
Get him out of here.
Show.
I don't want him here.
Hey, I'll give you my thoughts. They were mostly fear.
Oh.
It was mostly... I thought your fear was a deception, though. Like you were deceiving with fear.
Oh, yeah, in character. Out of character, I was a little worried.
Well, yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
He gets out.
And
in the fucking
you?
Secret base. In the
so,
secret. Okay, let's be honest. The worst that could happen, I get in big trouble.
I wonder what kind of repercussions would have came up if you had let him go free or something.
I am debating not saying this because I feel like Bisley's going to use it once I say it. But I'm debating. Mm-hmm. I probably should have checked for cameras. I shouldn't have said that because now he's going to say it, but don't worry because at the start of next session I am going to go destroy all the recordings.
Yeah, okay,
you're such a criminal actually.
You really
do
are
what I gotta do, bro.
No you don't, this is criminal activity, bro. You're gonna
what
get kicked
mean?
Off the team.
What's criminal about this?
What do you mean, what's criminal
lying,
about this?
Stealing, destruction of property.
What did I steal? Shit,
I'm like a ghost, bro. It's like I was never there.
These are the laws of our stipulations of being...
On my own trespassing on my own base?
Dude, it's a privilege to be here. Yeah. It's a privilege to be a part of this team. They could kick you off at any moment
if
you do something
stupid. And they got big shit going on that they don't want to tell us, and I want to know what the hell is going on.
That's because we're not strong enough to deal with that big shit!
I don't care, man! I don't care about being strong! I care about in the fucking bottom of it!
Yeah, you're gonna die.
You're playing a Shonen protagonist. I'm playing Scooby-Doo right now, alright? I want to get to the truth.
Anyways.
You're gonna die.
So William is gonna die.
Already did,
again.
Bitch.
You're gonna, actually lose your character.
I'm gonna double die.
Double die?
You know, you want me to be honest?
I'm gonna level up and turn into Billion Wisp.
I did not think you motherfuckers would get him. I did not think you would get in there and be able to talk to him at all. Did not anticipate that in the slightest.
What did you think would happen?
I thought you guys would...
Walk through walls, teleport, and fly.
Okay, I don't know.
He's much more in trouble than most other guys.
I mean, it took you like 30 minutes just to get it, just to make it work.
Because he was trying to get us in as well.
Yeah.
If from the very start he did it alone, it wouldn't have done anything. It would have just been so much easier.
I didn't figure he would do it alone either.
I didn't think I would either, but listen, at the end of the day, if I gotta make a choice, bro, I am gonna try. Like, William would try.
Well, I told you in character to just do it by yourself, because honestly, there was no way we were going in there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. You would have had to break it, but it would have taken a lot to break it.
No, I'm happy we went grocery shopping, man, you know? We're gonna be eating good for the next few days.
Dakota's not like that, where he'll just fucking destroy shit. And go against the wishes of the people who, I guess, he respects in some way.
And who also
trusts
him.
That totally makes sense.
And train him. Yeah, that just breaks their trust. God, William's such an asshole.
bro!
William sucks, bro. And I killed Vino, man.
It would be so... Dude, I can't even tell you how much against William it would be to walk up to that door and be like, eh, you're right, let's get pizza.
No, I love how you played William. I thought it was perfect. I thought it made so much sense.
Yeah, I was definitely like, even in character, William was hella worried, right, about what he was doing, but he was still doing what he was doing.
I hope it's worth the consequences.
Well, you guys already have consequences for the last time you did it. You have to go to the cleanup.
That's why I said it in the episode. I screamed. I was like, we're going to have to clean up so much shit.
I say this is a win-win. It was a break-in at a lab. William's already fucking got a mental pin on that, bro.
Uh-huh.
That's why he asked immediately for more details.
You'll, okay. I don't want to say too much about what's coming up next. But I will say, like, that part is the next, like, main story thing. I don't know. That's where I'm kind of trying to build it like a game where there's side quests that you can do if you want to. Like, if you want to go places. Like, if you wanted to...
Sure.
Let's say go out in the city and see if you could find a place or recall a place where you could go hang out.
Scared to go out in the city because anywhere Lefrog could show up. it was honestly a blessing that he wasn't there shopping at Rusty's.
Bro,
I'm really glad that we got to be in the disco.
That
yeah,
was
me
funny.
Too.
Grizzly DM'd me right before. I said, "Where would Harlem be?" He said, "At disco." I said, "Why?" And he's just like, "It's funny." I said, "Okay."
I feel like my character's constantly in danger. I got so worried when you were like, "Yeah, a hand reaches out of the shadows." I was like, "Oh no, it's Barkbow."
I thought it was going to be Farpo.
Yeah, so Farpo's just, like, loose somewhere.
I think.
Dude, maybe Farpo... I got the impression that he obliterated him. Maybe Farpo disabled the cameras. He broke the surveillance.
I don't know. I got the impression that Tide won that fight. And that his, like, the remnants of Farpo were just splattered across the place. Did not get
the
sense that he got escaped.
You feel like you could just mop him up, right? Like, you don't need to, like, destroy
him. Why would Ty do that? He doesn't even go to the store. He only gets
Beef
Shogun.
Well, I looked for... He just has an infinite supply. It's his second superpower he does not tell any villains about. He can create infinite Beef Stroganoff. But something about Beef Man didn't have the same ring as Ty.
hearing you like theorize about things, even if they're small, is cool.
Is Beef Man out there somewhere? Is there like a beef themed superhero out there somewhere?
I have come up with some pretty fucking wacky heroes. Like, there are sometimes I'll just be sitting there, right, just pondering, just thinking, and I'm like, what if hero who did this? What if hero who couldn't do this
Can we get a taste? Of just an idea you've had. Maybe he's out there somewhere. Maybe he's not. I just want to know what are the inner machinations, you know?
Okay, I'll tell you about one that's really cool that I came up with that I don't know if he'll come up anytime soon. But I really want to use him at some point, though. But, like, you know, if you'll know, you'll know, right? If you see him, you'll know.
You can talk about something loosely, you know?
Okay, he is essentially a hero named Zero. Who is, he's just kind of a loser. But his whole thing is that he has there's no gravity. He does not,
he's in zero
gravity. Doesn't do anything. Yeah, he's basically in zero gravity. But he doesn't, like, float up or anything. He has these, like, grappling hooks that he just, like, shoots out with each of his hands. And he, like, pulls and he uses momentum to fight.
Oh, what the fuck? That's sick. That's
cool. It's really cool. I enjoy him a lot.
Bro.
I wanted to bring him up. Honestly.
Dude.
I wanted to bring him up really bad, like, soon, but I might not.
I'm excited to meet him, because I'm also a loser. That'll be fun. What's
also
a game?
Rebel.
What's a... I'm also a rebel, and I have a cause.
What did you guys, like, is there something memorable from the episode that you want to talk about?
You dragging me through the city and jumping across the sky.
Is that only memorable because this is the most recent?
No, I genuinely think one of my favorite bits I've done with Dakota, with William and Dakota, is just the fact that William or Dakota will just blitz somewhere and drag William along like a flag. I think it's such a funny visual Because my character can pass through things, so he's just getting like basically yeeted like through the city in a speed like nightmare by just this inhuman demon that is Dakota.
It's so good. I love describing it. Like, it's so fucking funny.
Oh my gosh.
I had amazing. A part. I in the beginning tried to have a more serious role play, but you wanted to go interrogate him. But I was trying to talk about how like I started with talking about how we did the, you know, a three team tetherball catch.
Yeah, that's
fun. And then talking about the fact that both of you did something like William became his wisp form, and then fucking Vincent tried to kill a man, and I realized as Dakota that like our team is going to fail if we don't know who each other are.
I think that's so much.
So that's why I brought
it
up.
I love that you said that.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I want to get into that a lot more next episode as well.
That's why I brought it up now, because I wanted to do it soon.
That's just something
that I remembered.
We are teenagers.
And teammates.
Hey, I work at Rusty's now.
Well, I mean, like,
yeah,
do
we just
know?
Made that. When you said that, I was like, "Do we make that cannon? Is that cannon?
Yeah,
fuck it,
I mean,
it's cannon."
Yeah, I'm down to make a cannon. I mean, I had $400 in my account. I was like, "How did I get it? I don't know. I worked somewhere part time. Where? Only know one place. Rusty's. I'm an employee."
I was gonna say your parents sent it to you for stuff.
No,
I think it's funny that he works at.
No,
I think it's so funny that you
$400.
I think it's so funny that you work at Rusty's and you have that personality just like the rest of them. Like,
every time I go in,
dude,
yeah, every
it's
time
so
anyone,
funny that everyone is also William style talking.
Anytime anyone walks into Rusty's, they actually black out for the entirety of their shift, and their soul like leaves their body. That could be a little side quest. I think the fact that Rusty's
return
is just
the soul
this anomalous. It's like this fucking SCP where every time you, like, if you sign up for work and you work there, your soul just get actually sucked out for the duration.
It's so fucking funny. Yeah, bro. Really I funny. Think, like, there's such, like, cool little things that we can do as side quests. And that's, like, that's what I've been exploring over the week. And I don't think I was able to present them well enough this session. I had a hard time adjusting personally between, like, the last session where we had all that shit going on and trying
we
to direct
lot,
you guys.
Man.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I didn't feel like I was able to direct you guys well enough this session.
It's,
to, like,
you gotta be
cool
ready
stuff.
To lay clues wherever the fuck people go. Right. I mean, it's like, you know, they see a flyer for something in the grocery store, right? They bump into someone there instead. You know, maybe this guy brings up some absurd thing about his, maybe he brings up something about his kid while we're talking to him. That's like an opportunity for something, you know, it's, if you want to lay those down, you just have to be ready to like mobilize those points and put them wherever you want.
What did you think of that interaction with Wavelength?
What did you think of it?
I was a little surprised about how you played it, but
I was surprised by how you played it too.
I liked it a lot.
What way was surprising about it?
I didn't think that you would be so direct at all. I thought you would ask more questions about just the circumstances, generally, like about him. I didn't think you'd be so like eager for the next part, but it makes sense for William.
I'll be
just
honest,
to, like,
I was really worried to push it.
Yeah, you were very forward, and you even like tried to get a hookup with his guy, essentially.
Dude, like, I mean, he was like, why would I not be? He was giving me everything. Like, he was just putting it all out for me. Like, so I went straight to it, you know.
Yeah,
which is also why I tried to insight check him, because I was like, he's giving me everything.
I don't believe he has a kid. I believe that he wants to.
I don't even know
if I got what did I did you tell me what happened when I insight checked him?
Oh shit! No, I don't think I did.
No, you I think you skipped no. it.
We
oh,
cut because
we cut.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Sorry.
hey, behind the scenes. I rolled I got a 23. What did I learn?
Because
I do really want to know.
Okay, with the 23, you probably would have learned, like, been able to assess that, like, he did want to get out of there.
Okay.
Whether he was tricking you or not, I mean, you don't really know.
I don't know with the 23. All right.
No, you just, I mean, it's it seems like his intentions are very clear. He wants to get out of there. He wants to, he is upset about what happened to his face and like him.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, I want to see my son again, but not looking like this. That would have pulled my heartstrings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have been good.
Damn. All right, shit.
Next
All
time.
Right, maybe, next time.
Yeah, bro. I think the way I played it was very based around the answers he was giving me. Because, like, I think I would have asked more, but I honestly, in character, it's like one of those things where I kind of wanted to let the villain monologue it because I was worried if I interrupted that I would start getting less. Like, that's how I think I thought about it.
Yeah. No, and that totally makes sense. I think, I don't know. I think how you played it was really good. I think it, I really did not expect you to just go straight for him, but it totally makes sense that you did.
Well, I mean, I did try and make Ghost Tide.
Ghost Tide.
Yeah.
Ghost Harlem was fun.
Ghost Harlem was funny. I like that one.
That was funny. You could, yeah, Harlem's you can do stuff fun. Like that again. Harlem is cool. I love that character. I'm so glad I was able to, like, we were able to do that little, like, cameo thing.
Bro, and, like, was the disco like was that. The disco chick Miss G?
No.
Oh, I was so like, funny. I thought it was. I thought it was for some reason. I was like, oh no.
There's a lot of darkness in the disco.
It was so fucking funny.
Harlem's staying busy.
I know that
it seems like he's like slacking off, but I like to think that he's actually hunting a criminal in the disco.
I thought it was interesting how the thing with Vincent did not come up. And Vincent like playing it very like nonchalant at times.
I tried multiple times, but it never felt like natural.
Yeah. It never really came up. So.
I kind of felt the same. I felt like it would be weird to bring it up like right in the heat of the moment almost.
I could with
I was
with
totally what's... ready to deal with it, but
I could maybe, with well, Ty, I think, but
I think this opportunity coming up, like I think that all of our characters want to have like a kind of bond a little. I think that would be the perfect opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. Let's see.
I'm glad that my character development for the episode was I'm now in crippling debt. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, you rolled that one and just instantly after that, you signed away your rights, I guess, to Rusty's. Maybe you work here now. I don't even know.
I don't know. I thought it was mentioned
maybe
that there was an application form. There
yeah, wasn't you filled out an application. You haven't been hired yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm really, you know, there yet, but... I might be your new coworker.
They don't turn anyone down, man. They just get absorbed into Rusty's. That would be really funny if you became a Rusty's employee. Your soul was also drained out of your body. Was there anything anyone wished they did different? Oh yeah, Grizzly. I really liked how you. I don't know if you knew or not, but it was really cool if you did. The turning different parts of my body intangible thing. I like how you brought that up.
Oh, that was cool. I
loved
that.
Oh, well, I mean, I was nervous to ask you to do something like new with your powers. At first, I was going to go all in and be like, can you use your wisp form to catch this ball? Or something that like,
yeah.
something from the
yeah,
last
that
island
one, that
where I thought
have,
was...
That wouldn't have flown.
Yeah, where I thought was super cool because I did watch you do that and he liked it. But I decided to go easy on you for now since, again,
like
we don't really know each other. So I was like,
yeah I think it was, I think that, you know, that would have had a very different reaction where in this case it was, yeah, I'll try that out of fear that this tetherbot will kill me.
Yeah, it was an intentional thing.
I liked it. Honestly, I liked it a lot, especially because I took that power and I was like, oh, I get to show it off. And he like set me up for it. That's really cool.
I didn't know that you took the power, but
that was very neat.
Silly little scene, right? The whole tetherball thing, but yeah. I also thought it was really cool. Like, I don't know, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed stuff like that. I like the
fucking
downtime.
Around with the other guys the most. It's really fun.
Well, I tried to give it meaning by saying like this is the teamwork that we need to have.
That felt meaningful for sure. I think over time those moments will definitely come easier. But. No, I was really happy with how everyone played. You guys, I've noticed over time you guys becoming more comfortable with the characters, and it's really cool to see. And then, like, the characters feeling real, it's just nice.
Yeah, uh-huh. William, episode one was sure surreal.
I mean, it started kind of strange with the like with I mean, the way, I guess, I don't know, we were stuck in like that, the bit mode, but as soon as we got into the actual episode, it was
good. I was totally just, I think episode one, I was really just fucking doing bits with William. I didn't even like, I kind of knew his personality, but not really. So I was just fucking around. Listen, sometimes I do break character to go bit mode. I hope it's not too annoying.
No,
or anything,
dude, it's fine.
But it's very fun for me, it's so fun. I do it.
I mean, as long as it's not in like a, like an intense RP moment where there's like a chance for something cool to happen. And then you hit emergency meeting button when that happens. Like, not
listen, I
the emergency
I,
meeting
okay.
part was funny. That was funny when you did
dude,
that.
Dude, I was being dead serious too.
I know,
like, genuinely.
I know. That's
everyone was
funny.
Fucking quiet, and I was like, say something, god damn it, man. Say, I need to fucking say something as William, but I couldn't because all I had in front of me was Tide hitting this big red button that said emergency meeting, and I couldn't get it out of my fucking head, and I just needed to clear the air because I would be unable. I was unable to like move or think until like got the thought out. Emergency
I was like,
meeting among us.
I was like among maybe a few seconds away from saying something, but you just let it out, bro.
Dude,
it just
I
came
was like,
out.
It was building
no, you unleashed
within me, man. I was like angry because I genuinely wanted to say something in character so bad for like the entire time, but it was just this like growing image of Tide slapping this red button and calling an emergency meeting, and oh god, Fartbo
so
vented.
Funny. Oh god, Fartbo
vented.
Okay, dude, that's what I mean. Breaking character for bits. That was fucking so funny to me because it was
no, that was
nowhere.
Funny, man. I enjoyed that.
Oh
so
my god,
there's definitely no problem with that at all. Ugh. I was only saying that because, like, if there's a, I mean, I don't think you would break character in an intense moment anyway.
Yo, Condi, I like that your room was just anime and JRPGs.
Yeah. I was gonna have a shrine in there, a shrine to a lady who reminded me of either my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend now. Who is in a
I was,
world.
Dude, I was just about to say, you guys better have your fucking backstories and shit on lockdown.
Oh,
right?
Dude, I wanted to bring up the thing you said in a dream this session, but I didn't find the appropriate time for it.
Well, you know what? Next time is the time.
Dude, that's actually the perfect opportunity when we all sit down.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Okay, so
can we get our awesome hangout spot? I want to find out like where it is.
The awesome hangout spot can be wherever you want it to be.
Yeah,
really.
That's what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Want it to
well,
be,
yeah, this is more
like
to
you guys should. That's something you guys should figure out. I think
honestly. I can't be in the base for 5 minutes without trying to unearth some deep secret. So it'll have to be somewhere else.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
true.
I mean, it could be a coffee shop. It could be a fucking like arcade. It could be wherever, dude.
It could be a playground at night. We romantically swing on the swings together.
Yeah, it could be, and then it could be that weird
no,
tension
dude.
Again.
I like rooftops a lot.
It but there's like only a... two. There's only two swings.
You guys could hang out at the on the top on top of Rusty's.
Sit on my lap,
hey Vincent.
No.
You get the one that's shaved like a diaper.
Class change, baby. Please never do that. If you do that, pacifier. If you ever do that, man, if you class change, baby, I will sink into the floor and never turn off
so
intangibility.
What do you guys want to see more of? Do you want to see more of those like missions that I put you on? Do you want to do more downtime stuff? Do you want to explore different ideas? Do you want to go into like specific missions?
I like a balance. I really
like
what a balance.
What have we done so far that you've liked? That stands out to you specifically.
I mean, I can answer this, but sure. I want to let other people go first.
I mean,
all of the role play that we do is more fun to me. Mm. So whenever we do, you know, character stuff and we just, you know, interact, even if it's in a tense situation, our interactions in character are the most fun part.
No, yeah, I really like just like these the downtime and slice of life RP that we do, but I also like honestly just bouncing between those two and doing like one episode of fucking this slice of life or two episodes and then going to a serious mission that takes a few episodes, I think is fun. Like, I'm totally cool with it.
Dude, that's actually the exact page I'm on. Like, if anything, I think my favorite session so far was the one before this where it was like the climax of that island. That was probably the coolest session for me so far.
Did that feel like rewarding? Did you guys feel like you accomplished something in
yes
that?
Yeah,
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
the one
we,
thing
we
I felt was
felt
hard
like you
to
killed
do
my dog.
Create a sense of accomplishment.
I also still do have that file
yeah,
that I took
do.
From that place that I want to see if I can cross reference anything this guy said, but no, I think I agree with Condi in a sense that my favorite thing is when we have these missions and they get like increasingly crazy, and then I totally want to like I want to keep the slice of life for the most part like really low key and just like us doing like silly bits. Uh-huh. Like I honestly think that doing like an intense shit like that, like a 5-episode arc thing, and then coming back and like going to school and then getting groceries and doing it all comically with the superpowers is like absolutely such a good balance, you know what I mean? Cuz it lets us just get all the fuckery out, and then like mm-hmm. you know, we can do some serious RP in there somewhere, but also just totally dick around. It feels refreshing. It feels refreshing because it feels like we're not always, you know, in this huge intense battle, and we have the time to just fuck off as players. It's nice.
That's good. I'm glad.
Still I think the difference is like there's still RP moments and stuff inside of the missions, but when you are in the missions, you're the superhero and you're in that mindset of being a hero. And when you're at mm-hmm. home or outside of the missions, you get to be the actual person of the character.
You also get to really just like sit down and talk with the others and kind of process everything. And like, you know, you do mm-hmm. actually get to kind of use that downtime and do whatever. Because in the mission, it's very much, you know, do or die. You've got this thing you've got to accomplish. You can't really screw around, play tetherball for 3 minutes and then go like order a pizza and prank the guy that shows up. Right. Where
we could
totally do that in the off time, which is great. I think that's the perfect balance, honestly, man, is like giving us a little space in between each mission and, you know, maybe some downtime. Like during the missions, where we can kind of mess around a little if we have to like wait for someone to show up or whatever. But that is a good balance for me, because the missions also keeping the action moving is really good for me as a player and a listener, personally.
Okay.
I like that thing. I like that.
Well, fuck yeah! Right on.
So felt good when we blew up a facility. Basically, it was cool. It felt like we achieved something, and we did
that's what I wanted.
Mini arc.
I wanted so badly for you guys to feel like you had achieved something and not walk away from that like, huh, I don't feel any attachment to what just happened at all.
We did. Dude, we captured a villain. We rescued a doctor. We got everyone out of this facility and we fucking blew it up and turned the island into a sanctuary for nuts animals. That is a crazy way to finish
so
it.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
I love that you guys did that. That was never the plan. That was never the fucking plan. But it's so cool that you did it.
Yeah, shout out to Dakota, who wrote like a rhyme.
Shout out to Dakota! Yo, when's the last episode going out? Is it tomorrow? For us?
Yeah, it is. The episode, episode 5, the crazy ass one where
the 4-1.
Yeah. God bless Bino's heart. Goes out tomorrow for us, so the 31st of March.
I really like the intro. It helped me figure out the character more. I'm still trying to learn the voice and stuff, but I enjoyed it a lot, so that's why I wanted to know.
Oh, your intro is so cool for the one coming up, man. It's so good.
I want to read the comments.
The shit you did, dude. Dude, that one
goes
blew
up tomorrow.
My fucking mind. Yes, I love that one a lot.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm pumped for... Bro, I feel so happy about this, right? Like, thinking back to our other campaign, the first one,
yeah.
It took until like episode 19, right, to make things feel impactful. And with both of our campaigns right now, everything feels impactful like right away.
Bino died. And I want to kill whoever is responsible.
I don't know. It just feels good. It feels like like we're in a groove.
I'm feeling big.
I'm feeling large.
I'm
massive.
Feeling huge.
Don't get too ahead of yourself.
Huge. And if you want to feel huge,
man.
You can actually. You're already on the Patreon. You are huge for being on the Patreon.
You are
thank
very
you so
big
much.
For being here.
You're very
thank
large.
You so much for that.
It's bigger than me. To this, you're. Oh my god.
Psych.
You're massive.
Oh,
you're massive.
Huge.
I see you over the skyline right now, dude. You're crushing my roof with your width and power.
God.
Do you know that Dakota
so...
could lift you even though you're that big? I can lift 25 tons now.
That
I'm
is
so glad you can too.
Fucking insane, man.
I can't wait
God.
To do that.
You could lift every grocery in the grocery store.
Oh, well, we'll explore that next time on Just Groceries With It.
Yay!
Yeah.
Open a shop with it.
Guys, right, I personally can't wait for the Rusty's arc.
Me too.
God, I actually really hope there is one.
I'm going to make you work there.
Please make a Rusty's arc, man.
You will
please
have to go to your job
SCP
at Rusty's.
Please, God.
Please also make me work there. I'm very interested in.
Please, hey guys, comment down below if you want Vincent to have accidentally
Don't
signed his rights away.
Make me work there. I really love the idea of me being broke as fuck for no reason.
Okay, if we do a working there thing, then I would want to do like
Dakota shows up and finds quarters and uses them on the red box. And
no, I'll just hit on
away.
Vanessa all the time.
You can just hit on Vanessa. That's fucking great. All right, well, that's all the time we got for Just Rolled With It today.
Bye.
Thank you for your support. unlike Grizzly, I thank you for the support.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for that.
Thank you too.
Unless you stop giving us money, then I don't thank you anymore.
On the
Let
Patreon.
Us know what you think about these characters. Let us know what you want to see more. All that good stuff down in the comments below.
Can you
we
use the comments, please, if you listen to this?
Yeah, use them
awesome.
And hit the likes
is
too. I want to see how many
there?
People's watching.
Is
Who's here?
Listening to this?
Do you hear me?
Please, God! Me.
Thank you for supporting the show! Goodbye!
Goodbye!
I'm in pain! Yeah!